Welcome inside Dragons postgame after a thrilling win tonight. A 1-0 final score, Dayton tops Bowling Green. Here's your final line score. Bowling Green, no runs, two hits, no errors, seven runners left. Dayton scored one run on seven hits, two errors. They stranded five. Nick Travieso picks up not only his 11th win of the season, but also his career win, number 18. That would be his Dayton Dragons franchise record tying career 18th win. So congratulations to Nick Travieso tonight. A gutsy performance from him. Six innings, one base hit, no runs, five walks, four strikeouts for Travieso. He's now 11-5 on the year. Jake Faria, tough luck loser, gives up one run on six hits through six innings of work. He walked two and struck out six, falls to 7-8 on the season. Alejandro Chacin has become Mr. Reliable, picks up his 18th save of the season, good for second across the league. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 18 minutes, 9,391 in attendance tonight at Fifth Third Field. Back with a look at the box score and some scores after this on 980 WONE. Back on Dragons postgame tonight, sponsored by Cold Stone Creamery. Come on into Cold Stone for a free sample. Let us give you the ultimate ice cream experience. Dragons win tonight 1-0. It won't take long to recap the scoring because there was only one run. Bottom of the second inning with two outs, Jose Ortiz came up. And for only the second time this season, he hit one over the left center field wall. A towering home run that, with very little wind tonight, just barely snuck over. But it was good enough to put the Dragons ahead early. And by that final score, they won it 1-0. But not without plenty of drama. The Dragons turned double plays in the first, fifth, and sixth innings. They also got really key strikeouts from Nick Travieso to end a bases-loaded jam in the sixth. In the seventh inning and in the eighth inning, when Joel Bender was on the mound, he struck out five of the six outs he recorded, including all three in the seventh, with two runners in scoring position. And then Alejandro Chacin, after issuing a leadoff walk in the ninth, came back to strike out Armando Araiza, Pat Blair, and Julian Riddings in order for the final three outs of the ballgame. Plenty of great defensive plays, too. Phillip Irvin with two spectacular plays in center field. Tanner Ryer with a couple of nice plays over at third, including an over-the-shoulder running catch into foul ground. 1-0 win for the Dragons. A look at the Midwest League and Major League scoreboards when we return on 980 WONE. Welcome back to Fifth Third Field for the final segment tonight of Dragons postgame on 980 WONE. Brendan Gulick with you. Let's take a look at the Midwest League scoreboard tonight. It's the bottom of the eighth inning in Fort Wayne. Lake County and the Tin Caps are tied at four. Great Lakes has just taken a 5-4 lead over West Michigan in the top of the eighth. That's a big ball game because Great Lakes and Dayton right now are tied for that second playoff spot. Lake County is a game ahead of the Dragons and Loons for that first playoff spot. South Bend is playing at home tonight against Lansing, the last place team in the league, but Lansing is beating South Bend 5-3 in the bottom of the sixth. This game tonight, the 1-0 win for the Dragons, the only one so far that has gone final. Across the Major League scoreboard now, where the Reds and Rockies are tied at one in the top of the fourth inning, bottom of the seventh in Washington. Pittsburgh is trailing the Nationals 5-3. Elsewhere across the National League, it's a 3-2 lead in New York, the Mets beating the Cubs in the bottom of the seventh inning. The only other National League game underway right now, St. Louis on top of the Padres, 2-0. Miami and Arizona, actually, I guess I missed one. Miami and Arizona are playing in the bottom of the eighth. The Diamondbacks lead the Marlins 3-2. In the American League, Cleveland leads Baltimore 1-0 in the top of the eighth inning. Corey Kluber pitching well for the Indians tonight. Detroit is losing at home to Seattle 6-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning. It's a 3-2 lead for the Red Sox over the Astros in the top of the eighth. Tampa leads the Yankees 4-0 in the eighth. 7-2 lead for the Braves over Oakland, that game in the top of the seventh inning. 4-1 lead for L.A., the Angels, over the Texas Rangers, who are, believe it or not, 47-74 this season. I had no idea that Texas was going to fall off the roadmap that bad. That game's in the bottom of the fifth. Two other games in the American League. Minnesota trailing Kansas City 5-3 in the fifth, and a 6-4 lead for the White Sox over Toronto in the third inning. Dodgers and Brewers getting underway a little bit later, as are the Phillies and the San Francisco Giants. Tomorrow night's ballgame, a 7:07 first pitch. Jackson Stevens will throw for the Dragons. He's 2-4 this year in 10 starts with a 4.24 ERA, but has pitched a little better than his numbers indicate. He'll go up against a pitcher the Dragons have not yet seen, left-hander Brutalin Suero, a 23-year-old Dominican Republic pitcher, 6'4", 170 pounds, a tall, skinny pitcher who's had decent success this season. Suero 4-3 with a 4.01 ERA. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Dayton Dragons in Minor League Baseball and is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our listening audience. Any publication, reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions or accounts of this game without the expressed written consent of the Dayton Dragons and Minor League Baseball is strictly prohibited. Huge thank you to Andy Wilson, our studio producer tonight, who did an excellent job making sure that the broadcast sounded great despite a couple of technical problems along the way. Big thank you to Andy Wilson. Tom Nichols will be on TV again tomorrow night, so I'll be back for tomorrow night's pregame show at 6:35 before the 7:07 first pitch. Until then, thanks so much for tuning into Dayton Dragons baseball on Friday night. 1-0 win for the Dragons. They'll go for the series win tomorrow against the Hot Rods, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night. Good night from Fifth Third Field.